Good morning. Welcome to Frontlines Prayer. So excited to have everybody on today. We're going to give people just a couple minutes to hop on before we hop into prayer. So right now, comment, tell us who you are, where you're watching from, so we can say good morning to you. Also, this just in, while it's just the core of us right now, dear Jake, the Frontlines Prayer family has a small grievance to file with you. The next time you visit, you need to wear a t-shirt that says, "Yes, I am that Jake from Frontlines Prayer," because Matthew did not realize it was you. I feel like many people did not realize it was you, and that's all. Our people want to say hello to you, sir. So for those of you who don't know, we had church yesterday here at Boomerang Albemarle, and Jake Labreck came all the way down from New Hampshire, popped in, visited, and at least half the people that join us in prayer did not know. So next time you come, you need to wear a shirt that says, "I am that Jake." We've got, this morning, we've got Lisa Lamb, who is here. We've got Hannah Sittler. Lisa says, "Good evening." And Hannah says, "Evening." Lisa says, "I am ahead." Good morning. We've got Miss Marilyn on. Jules is here. We've got Tabitha on. Courtney's here. Holly's here. Hannah Safrit, Deborah Ann, Johnny, Seth, Janine, Jake Labreck. We've got, I commented. Hi. Julie is here. I don't know if I said William yet or not, but William's here. Brandy is watching. Miss Cheryl is watching. Dylan Pickett, Mr. James. Let's see everybody else. This would be a second hello. Jake says, "Haha, next time." Matthew says, "I'm glad you came. I was actually sitting right behind you." Yeah, we missed it. Like Matthew and I chased Jake down in the fellowship hall yesterday. I was like, "Jake, it's so good to meet you." But I mean, I would have at least high-fived you during service had I known it was you. I thought you were somebody that Corey led to the Lord, like here in Albemarle somewhere, and I just didn't want to be a scary person that like floods you. So now that I know it's you, just get ready next time. Janine says, "Great to meet you, Jake." Miss Sherry is here. Shanae is on. So good to see you guys. Miss Terry, so good to have you on this morning too. Ah, guys, the gang's assembling. It's so good. Amen. Well, as people are hopping on, we're going to be hopping into prayer today, as I said just a second ago. Before we do, the Lord is a God who moves through unity. And one of the reasons that we take time in the morning to gather around the Word of God together is because we're part of the same body, but we're all different members of the body. So each one of us as members, we have different things that go on in our lives. We have different circumstances that we face, situations that we have, thoughts that we've had. But when we come into prayer together, we drop all of that stuff and we come in as one body with one mind. That's what the disciples did in the upper room. When they gathered together, that's probably part of why, like what the, this is just me speculating, but based on understanding people and understanding flesh, my guess is part of why it took 120 days was they needed to come to a place of unity. They needed to become a people purposed with one mind and one heart, rallied around the fact that the only thing that matters, the only thing I'm fixed on, the only thing I'm hungering after is the presence of God, is the promise of God. What Jesus said I can have, I'm having it now. So they needed to come into a place of unity. So do we. So this morning, as we're gathering together, and I was just seeking the Lord this morning, Lord, what specifically do you have for us to gather around in prayer, to set our minds to as we enter into your presence with thanksgiving and courts with praise? Hey, Shell, so good to see you. This morning, I heard two different things. One of them was Proverbs 16:3, and the other, in context, is going to be Ephesians 6:13. So we're going to look at those two scriptures specifically. But he brought up to my remembrance this morning a conversation. I've had a couple conversations over this past week, and if you are one of them, I'm not bringing it up just solely for you, but I really, really believe that it's going to help people. I've had a couple different people reach out to me and basically ask, you know, I haven't been feeling prayer lately. Like, I haven't been feeling the presence of God, or it hasn't seemed like prayer has been working, or I haven't felt it. What do I do when I'm not feeling it? And those are great questions to ask, because as believers, again, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And in the world may have a totally different answer for what do we do when we don't feel it? You know, trying to make an emotion happen, trying to make something soulishly take place. But God doesn't move soulishly, God moves spiritually. And there's a spiritual response and a spiritual position that I am supposed to have as a person of prayer. And I'll be real honest. There have been plenty of times in prayer where I've come in and I've sensed the anointing, I've sensed the presence of God, I've sensed the moving of the Holy Ghost, and there have been plenty of times where I have not. But I don't move off of my feelings. A person of prayer doesn't move off of their feelings. A person of prayer moves by the Spirit of God. Whatever I move by, it must be by the Spirit of God. I must, and put this in the comments, I must be someone that is solely moved by the Spirit of God. So in prayer, that's my job. Like yesterday morning, for example, I came into prayer yesterday morning. And we have different people that are out of town. We have different circumstances that are coming up or that had arisen yesterday that people needed to attend to. And so just numbers wise, people physically in church when we started prayer, I think there were like three of us, four of us maybe. And starting prayer, like it sounded quiet. Well, years gone by, like I've been the person that tries to force a sound. I've been the person that tries to, you know, passionately, fervently pray to make up the difference of the people that aren't physically there in person. I can't tell you how many times I have angrily prayed. Like, it sounds like I'm talking to Jesus, but I'm really just rebuking the entirety of the room because it doesn't look the way I think it needs to. But praise God for pastor's mercy through all of it. I promise I'm not just addressing the one thing. You know, like Janine's in the room and she had leading and it was right yesterday where she did address. And it was by the Spirit of God, like the first, like as she brought it up. That was totally right. I've been the person who I full on rebuke the people. Like that's what I'm meaning. I'm not correcting Janine. I've done this wrongly, but it was because I was looking at what I could physically see. I was looking at what was physically in front of me and addressing only what was physically in front of me. But we have a responsibility as the watchman. We have a responsibility to prophesy the things that are not as though they are, because our words create life. Our words create a foundation that the Lord can then bring his anointing upon. Like we're partnering with him. So my responsibility is not to move by what I can see. My responsibility is to say only what the Word of God says and do only what the Word of God says to do. I don't respond angrily. I don't respond emotionally. I respond by the Spirit and leading of the anointing. So, what do I do when it seems like things aren't working? When it looks like things aren't going the way that they should? I do what Proverbs 16:3 says. I commit my works to the Lord and your plans will be established. Now that word commit to the Lord, ooh, I was like, ooh, there's a lower third now. I'm going to sit up a little bit straighter. I commit my works to the Lord that my thoughts, my plans will be established. That word commit, what it means in the literal translation of it, if you go back to the original language, that word commit means you roll the weight of that thing over. So it literally means to roll over. So in context of this verse, what it's saying is, I roll the weight of what I have been thinking on. I roll the weight of what I've been planning on onto the Lord, and he establishes his plans as I yield to him. as I roll the weight of the situation, as I roll the weight of my circumstance, as I roll the weight of what I've been meditating on onto the Lord, as I commit my works to God, I am saying, Lord, I am yours to command. I am yours. I'm moving only at your word. Like we're talking this morning a little bit militantly, because as ambassadors, as the watchman, I am under the leading and guiding of the Lord as my commanding officer. I don't get an opinion in this. I have chosen as his ambassador, I've chosen to roll my opinions onto the Lord. I've chosen to allow him to lead me. As a person of prayer, doesn't matter what I see. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what I feel. What matters is what is God saying to do. And if my God is saying speak life, I speak life. If my God is saying stand, I stand. I've committed my works. I've rolled the weight of my life. I've rolled the weight of what I'm thinking on onto him. And he will be the God that will establish his works on the earth. So in prayer, when I don't feel like it, I commit myself. When I don't think it, I commit myself that my thoughts would be established. I commit myself to God. I am only moved by him. And my thoughts will be established. Put that in the comments. They will be established. They will be. That word established means to be set up, to be created, to be firmly fixed, to be firmly set. The things that God is telling me to stand for, they shall be fully set. They shall be fully established. They shall be fully done. God's not having us waste our time. He is the God that tells us to roll our weight onto him, and he will lead us to the place of being established. He is faithful. So when I don't feel it, I stand. When I don't feel it, I commit myself. And God is the God that backs his word. I've heard it said many times over, if I need to start in the flesh, I'm going to start. And what I mean by that, I'm not telling you to get fleshly. I'm not saying anybody should get soulish. What I'm saying is, let's say in the natural, there's a war waging where my flesh is having a feeling palooza. And my spirit man is telling me to do something. I'm doing what my spirit man says, whether I'm kicking my flesh, dragging and screaming along the way or not. In the process of disciplining my flesh will submit to the spirit. It will. I just have to allow the spirit to be the stronger authority. I determine what I yield to. 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 God's not going to make me. He is a God who's a gentleman. He allows us to choose what we yield to. But like it's like my three-year-old daughter right now. She's got a pretty strong will. Like she's a strong little girl. She's got a strong will. She's smart as a whip. She is so fiery. And all of this is stuff she's going to use for the glory of God. But if I just allowed her to run her own life, she would do nothing except eat cheese and blueberries all day long. She would watch Paw Patrol all day long. She'd sit on the couch. Eventually, she may go get some chalk and draw on the couch and draw on the floor and run around and drive her car all around the house. Would she do anything productive? Probably not. I have to be the stronger-willed one in the situation. And there have been times where it has been what has looked to be like a battle in the flesh between her and myself. But I know that if I won't bend, she will. Because she's learning. She's learning. And my job is to teach her in the way she should go. My spirit man's job is to teach my flesh the way it should go, whether I feel it or not. And if I will simply commit my works to the Lord and refuse to bend off of that path, my flesh will bow. My flesh will yield. My flesh may start kicking and screaming, but the flesh will be crucified if I will just go after the Lord. My flesh will yield to the things of God if I will simply not give up. if I will simply continue, 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 my flesh will yield. And it may start where the flesh is loud for a moment, but by the time I finish, by the time the Lord says, there's the release, my flesh will be put under because God is faithful. So looking at Ephesians 6, before we get to 13, I want to show you. In Ephesians 6, the Lord says three times specifically, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm. That's our position. I'm not just to roll the weight over. I am to stand. When my God says stand for something, I stand for something. When I loose in prayer, my faith, hope, and love. When I decree a thing, I stand firm until it's established. I stand firm until it's established. I don't move off of that thing. I stand firm until it's established. Put that in the comments. I will stand firm until it's established. I will stand firm until it's established. And then I'll stand firm even past it. I stand firm. I stand firm. I stand firm. I stand firm. That's my position in prayer. I stand firm in Him. I stand firm in Him. So Ephesians 6:10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and put on the strength of His capacity. Put on the strength of His might is what it says in the New American Standard. But that word might, when we've translated it, it literally says, be strong in the Lord and put on the strength of what He is capable of. I'm not putting on the strength of what I'm capable of. I'm putting on the strength of what my God is capable of. I'm baptized into the name of Jesus. I am one with Him. I am partaking with Him. I put on the capacity of heaven and I'm strong in that capacity. I'm not strong in my own power. I'm strong in His 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 power. I am strong in the power of God. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm. I must put on the full armor of God. And you can look at all of what that is here in a little bit. This is not a teaching on that. This is to get us rallied around the fact that when we pray this morning, we pray from a position of the capacity of Christ. What God says we're capable of, we're capable of. What God says is able to happen, is able to happen. God's capacity is where we pray from. In verse 12, our struggle's not against flesh and blood, it's against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Before I get to verse 13, Janine, if you will, I know you're going to have to go in about 10 minutes, but if you'll mic up right now, Hannah, if you can come show her how to do that and have her get ready in seat number two, Janine, I'd like you to kick off prayer today. So, Ephesians 6:12. Our struggle's not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is literally saying, I'm not fighting what I can see. I'm not fighting what I can hear. What I'm standing firm against are the rulers and principalities that the Spirit of God has already dominated. It's already been decided. God has overthrown it all. God has overthrown it all through Jesus. We've already won. The victory place is already settled. I have already won in Jesus. That's why I put on His capacity. I put on His capacity. I'm putting on His capacity today. I'm strong in His capacity today. Now, Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist on the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm. Firm. Today, what do we do when we don't feel like it? We stand firm. What do we do when we may not see it with our natural eyes? We stand firm. What do? We stand firm. We're rolling that weight onto Him. We're committing our works unto Him. We are allowing Him to be Lord. And as Lord, He's saying, I am commanding you today, stand firm. You're capable. You're able. You can do this. You can stand firm. And together, one puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. God is telling us right now, stand firm, commit your works, and watch as I, the God of angel armies, establish the words of life that you decree today. Frontlines prayer, today as we come in to pray, we are praying out the perfect will of God. We're standing firm, and it shall be established today. Now I'm going to ask Janine this morning if she'll start off praying and praising our God, coming into His presence with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. And the things we pray out this morning, they shall be established. Now, William, I'm going to give you a little bit of a directive. Janine's going to have to go in about 10-ish minutes. So when she needs to leave, just make sure her mic's unmuted. But we're going to, or not unmuted, muted. So as we start praying, know that you are capable because you're in Him. The capacity that we pray with is heaven. Now let's watch as the word goes forth and produces life. Go for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, God. We give you the glory, honor, and praise, Father.
Yes.
We magnify your name.
Yes.
You are the greater than the greatest, Lord. You are the better than the best, Lord. You are the King of glory, God.
Yes.
And we need you, God. We want you,
yes,
Father. We have got to have you, Father. We cannot do anything without you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your presence,
yes,
in our life. We thank you for our hope, your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding,
yes,
us in all truth today, God. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that we've received, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we praise
thank
you,
you,
God.
Lord.
You are such a good Father.
Yes.
You care for every bit of us, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father. We just praise your name, God, because,
yes,
you are great, God. This is the day that you have made, Father, and this day you are leading us into victory.
Yes.
You are leading us into triumph today, God. You are leading us into nothing but great things.
Yes.
Lord, we don't hear anything but great news today, God. We don't expect anything negative,
yeah,
today. We just expect great news, Father.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for your greatness, God. Thank you for the joy,
yeah,
of the Lord, which is our strength. Thank you for the peace that passeth all understanding, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness,
yes,
God, for loving us,
Lord,
so much, God. Loving us even when sometimes we don't even love ourselves, Father. Thank,
yeah,
you, Lord, that you are our strength. And that today, God, we can put on the garment of praise, God. We,
yeah,
take all heaviness and put it under our feet. All concerns and,
yes,
put it under our feet. All weights and,
yes,
put it under our feet. And we thank you, Father, that today we put on that garment of praise.
Yeah.
We open our mouths to praise you, God.
Yes.
We just lift our hands to praise you, Father. We just, God, if we have to run, if we have to shout, whatever we have to do today, Father, Lord, we just give you the praise, Father. We don't deny you the praise, but we give you that praise because we love you. Because you love us, Father. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You are the wonderful God. You are the mighty God. You are the great counselor. You are the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Father, Lord. And we just,
yes,
thank you today.
Thank you, Father.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise, Father. Every opportunity that we have, God, to say that we love you and to lift you up, God. God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, we just thank you today, God. We come to your throne room, God, with boldness, Father God. We don't cower back, Father, but we come to you with boldness, God. And we thank you that everything that we pray for, Father, we know that you hear us and we know that you answer us, Father. We walk in your confidence today, God. We walk in your boldness today, Father. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for every, God, every blessing, Father. Thank you for Boomerang, Father. Thank you for Boomerang International, God. Thank you for Boomerang Partners, God. Thank you for Boomerang University, God. Thank you for the Lunch Plus, God. Thank you for the Children's Ministry, God. We just thank you for the Youth Ministry, God, for Infants, God. Every area of ministry, God. We thank you for, God. We thank you because we are growing in our faith, God. We are growing in our grace, God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. God, you are just so good, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, we put on the praise today, God. We put on the praise today. Every plan, God, that the enemy had to ruin this day, no, we're not having it.
Thank you, Father.
We are not having it. We are not having it today. We thank you that this is a day that is blessed. Our hands are blessed today. Everywhere our feet walk today is blessed. Everything we touch today is blessed. Everyone you lead us to today, there is a blessing, God. A blessing, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that this ministry is blessed. Our people are blessed. Our homes are blessed. Our families are blessed, Father. And we thank you for it today, God. So rabba so co so o so co rabba so co so co rabba so
loto coroco de samba so co. Lord, you are worthy to be praised this morning. You are worthy, Lord.
Father,
you are awesome. Yo botoko da kanda karakari asai loto shondo coroco de samba ta kakaka. La ta karakandi astia bata karakai. Landa ya 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 landa ya 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 ya. Loto shonto koro kore kanda sabata kaka. Lante kere sambete kere astia bata kakai. Le andi ata ya 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 londo koko koko. Loto koro kore sambata kaka kaka. Lanta karakanda ya 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 londo kore kare asai. La te sebete kere sebete. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for just a little bit. Yamba ta kara kanda sabata kaka, lanta kara kanda sabata kaka, lande karia si abatakai, loto koro konde sabata kakai, lati kari sabati kari sebeti, lea ti ati ata ya ya ya, loto koro konde sabata kara kara kakaka, lanta kara kandi si abataka reke, le reke. Father, I thank you that in you we are rooted, we are grounded, we are established, we are are firmly rooted in you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that as we hop into the presence of God this morning, we come in jumping and leaping and praising God. But I thank you, we do it from the place of established in the name. We are rooted in the name, established in the name, established in the things of God. Lord, our partners, the members, the attenders of this ministry, we are rooted, we are established in the ministry of God. We're in you. We are in you. We are in you. We are in you. And there is no thing present, no thing to come that can shake up the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God causes a shaking in this world, and it causes a pressing down, a running together of the increase of God to the saints of God. Lord, I declare today, let there be a shaking of everything that can be shaken. Let it be shaken. Let the increase of God be shaken down and pressed down together. Let it be overflowing into the hands of the saints today. I thank you. I see it like the video that Brother Tracy used to play during a few years ago, where in that image, it was of like a walnut tree, something like that, that produces fruit on it. And there was a machine that came and grabbed the base of the tree, and it just began to shake it. And the tree didn't move, but the tremors that came up through the tree caused the fruit to fall and to be gathered together. It caused it to be gathered together by those that would reap in the harvest. I thank you, Lord, that we are in you. We are in you, and you are causing an overflow of the harvest to come, an overflow of the fruit of God, an overflow of the harvest of God. It's ours now. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I thank you, Lord, that the harvest of God comes now. That we thrust our sickle into the field and we gather up the spoil. We stand firm, but we thrust with faith our harvesting tools to reap in the harvest of God. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, yambata kare 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 sai, landa kara kara kari asai, londo koro kara kande sabai, la re da da ya 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 londo do 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 do, la da kara kari atai ya ya ya, landa kara kanda kare kare sai, leandi atai ya 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 londo, do do dan da 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 ya, lo do koro kore kara kara kai, le re re de da da. Stand firm. Stand firm, partners. Stand firm, members. Stand firm, attenders. Stand firm in him. Stand firm in him. Stand firm in him. Yambata karakai. Lodo korakandaka. Lada karakarakai. Andrew says, we reap the harvest now in Jesus' name. We thrust our faith into the harvest field and we draw with joy the harvest back to oneself. We're calling in the harvest. We're calling in the multitude. Lord, in the multitude is the king's glory, but in the dearth is a prince's ruin. Lord, I thank you that there is a multitude in every one of our local bodies. In Boomerang Church Albemarle, in Boomerang Church Troy, in our sister churches, in Hope City, in Rain and Life Church, everywhere we have sister churches, we call for the multitude and we thrust our sickle into the field and we harvest now a multitude. We harvest now a multitude. Let our churches be on the tongues of those in the city this week. Let it be on the tongues of those in the city. Let Boomerang be in the eyes of those that cross the pathways with the city. Lord, let Boomerang, 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 Boomerang be in front of the people that are called to this church. Let them not be able to outrun it. Let the colors of Boomerang come up in front of their eyes. When they open social media, let the testimonies of the life that's found in this ministry be found in front of them, Lord. Let Hope City have the same. Hope City is on the tongues of those in the city. Hope City is in front of the eyes of those that scroll their social media. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that Lunch Plus and Frontline's prayer that it is blessed and it goes before the multitude today, that people would come in just like Tabitha and Matthew came in from the broadcasting that we did. They heard a boomerang. They watched the broadcast until they came. Let there be fruit of those who come from our broadcasting. Let there be fruit of those who come. Let the multitude come from what takes place here at 6 a.m. prayer. Let the multitude come. Let the multitude come. Let the multitude come now, whether we see it yet or not, whether we've seen it, we've grown. We have grown. Lord, we thank you for the 100 members on Sunday morning, but we're not stopping there. Give us the 200. Give us the 300. Lord, our next numeric goal, give us 200 members on a Sunday morning, 200 men, women, and children on Sunday morning here locally in our local churches. Lord, in Boomerang Albemarle, 200 members. In Boomerang Troy, give us our meeting space now in the name of Jesus. Show where we are to meet and let the hungry come. We've heard the hungry. I've heard the cry of the remnant. I've heard them crying out to you, asking for the more. I've heard it. I've seen it. I know what it sounds like. I know what their faces look like. Let the remnant be stirred up now. Lord, we ask you to save that city. We ask you to plant us deeply and firmly in Troy. Give us a meeting space that the city may be blessed. Let us go in and serve that city. Let us go in and love that city. Let the light of God shine in that city. Let the remnant rise up now to fervently pray. I speak right now to the remnant in Troy. Rise up and pray. Rise up and pray as inhabitants of that city. Get on your knees. Pray fervently. Boomerang partners, members alike, pray fervently. It's time for the city to have the light of God dawn. It's time for the blessing to rise in that city. Give us a meeting space now in the name of Jesus. Give us a place where we can assemble without restriction. Give us a place where we can assemble and the move of the Holy Ghost happens. Give us a place that we can call home. Give us a place where the remnant can gather. Give us a place that is yours. Give us a place that we can decree belongs to Jesus. Give us a place that the city may be blessed, that the fields of the city may be blessed. The harvest is plentiful. It's ripe for the picking. So with faith, we thrust into that city now, and we call for our building to come now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Horia saya baka lande karesa batakara kai lade karesa batakakaka lade kare kare ataya ya yolondo kokoko lada kanda ya 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 landai lodo koda kanda sabata kara kanda lata kara kari sabata ya ya loto shombo. Yeah, Lisa says, let the multitude come. Let the multitude come. As Sittler said just a moment ago, let there be fruit, abundant fruit from our broadcasting, abundant fruit from DirecTV, abundant fruit from Lunch Plus, abundant fruit from Frontline's Prayer, abundant fruit. Let the multitudes come now. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we call in all of the provision that's needed for the trip to the Philippines. This is the biggest crew that we have ever taken, to my knowledge, on any sort of evangelistic group, travel opportunity, ministry opportunity. It's the biggest group we've ever taken overseas, I believe. Lord, let every finance required for it come in now. Let our partners hear the cry of the Philippines. Let them hear what's happening. Let the seeds of life come in now. Let people partner now. We call in the thousands of dollars that it's going to take for us all to get there. Lord, send in that seed now. We're committing our work. works. We're planning in the ways that we should go. Now we ask you now for the overflow. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Let that overflow come. Whether we see how it's coming or not, we call for the ravens to bring it in. We call for our partners to find promotions, to have increase come into their hands now. Let there be an overflow of finances. We call the trip paid for now in the name of Jesus. Every plane ticket purchased, every travel arrangement handled, every hotel room paid for, every bit of food paid for in the name of Jesus, every supply that needs to be purchased. We call for the fullness of that trip's resources to be paid for now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you put this trip on the hearts, in the minds of those connected to this ministry, that we would sow and see the trip paid for. Paid for because hundreds and thousands of souls will be saved. Hundreds and thousands of lives will be changed. Hundreds and thousands will receive the impartation of fire, the unlocking, the equipping. The Lord, we call in every resource needed now in the name of Jesus for that trip. And we thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. Paid in full, as Hannah Seyfried just said. Paid in full. Paid in full in the name of Jesus. Hodiasa, not something that happens after the trip, before the trip, before the trip, before the trip. We ask for the resources now in the name of Jesus. Yaba karakan, lara karakai, lere kerekai, loto konda kara sanda kakaka, lodo konde sabata kaka, lara kanda ya 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 londo kokoko, lara kande karesai, lota kanda karaka, lota kanda ka. Yes, Hitler just said, who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Lord, I thank you that those going on the trip need not concern themselves with finances. We concern ourselves with the anointing. We concern ourselves with the anointing. We concern ourselves with preparing oneself to go. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who supplies all we need according to your glorious riches in faith. Lord, we reap in faith now the riches that are needed, the riches for the Sunday morning experiences, the riches for our buildings, the riches for every trip that we take, the riches of heaven, the riches of heaven, the riches of heaven. We call them in now in the name of Jesus. Yabakara kanda kara kara kai. Courtney says, triple time heaps in the Philippines. Triple time heaps for the Philippines. Triple time heaps for the Philippines. Miss Terry says, nothing lacking, nothing missing. Nothing lacking, nothing missing. Sunday mornings we have an abundance, a supernatural abundance. Our people are so abundantly blessed that the tithes and offerings here in the local bodies, that it's a reflection of how blessed our people are. We see the people of this ministry abundantly blessed, lavishly blessed, overflowing blessed, to the full, to the overflow blessed. Let the fullness of God be in the people of this ministry. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Yabakarakan, larekarekai, lodakaraka, larekarekare kare kare karakakai, lere sambata kakakakaka, loto shonto koroko, lande kare sambata kakai, lere kariasaya batakakaka, loto konde sabata kakakai, lere kande sabata kakakai, lariata ya 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 yoto dorodonda karakakaka, lota shanta kara kare kariatai. Alin de darin, lare kare kai, lare kare kariatai, lore kanda kai. Yeah, Hannah, that's right. She says, I see new cars in the parking lot. I did too. Lord, I thank you. It's just a reflection of how blessed our people are. It's just a reflection of how good our God is. Our God is the God that makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. We are the blessed of God. We belong to you. Lord, in the multitude is the King's glory. In the weight of you is the glory of God. In the multitude, in numbers is your glory. That's just Bible. That's in Proverbs. In the multitude, is the King's glory. Lord, we have a multitude. We have an abundance. We have a supernatural overflow. We have all that we could ever need. We have an overflow now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for it. Yeah, Elizabeth says abundance from the inside out. Lord, all that we're talking about what is produced from the root. We are rooted in you, and the root is abundant. The root allows us to stand firm. We pray all of this, and regardless of what we physically see in front of us, we stand firm until it's established outside. We stand firm until the outside matches up with the root. We stand firm. We don't move. We don't get up. We stand firm. We stand firm. We don't even try to make it happen in our own power. Honestly, and I understand how silly this is going to sound. I understand. This weekend, I played a game with Abby at her house, Abby Wright, pastor's daughter, and it was like a virtual reality game. It's called Beat Saber. And so in this game, you're holding like what looks like lightsabers. It's kind of like Guitar Hero, and you're supposed to hit these blocks with the lightsaber, and based on the perspective of the game, it looks like you need to walk toward what you need to hit. It looks deceiving, like you need to walk toward it. But as I walked toward it, I mean, I had the virtual reality headset on, and I understand how weird this example is. I do get it. But like, I had this headset on, and if I just walked forward, I would have eventually walked into their fireplace. I would have eventually punched the television, probably. And I didn't need to move forward. I needed to stand and wield the weapon that was in my hand. I cannot believe that I am using a lightsaber as an example of a weapon. That is clearly, I am married to my husband. But that's what was in my hand. I needed to wield what was in my hand. I didn't need to move. I just needed to do what the instructions told me to do. I move at the word of God. I move at the leading of the Lord. I don't need to move unless my God tells me to move. I just wield the weapons of my warfare, which are spiritual. They're not physical. It's not soulish. I stand, and having done all, I stand. I stand in faith. We stand in faith. I don't need to chase it down in my own strength. I stand, and I move only at the word of God. I move only when he tells me to move. In this exact same scenario, I was standing, and I wasn't moving, and Pastor Brian is behind. He's like, duck to the right, because again, there's obstacles coming at you. And I moved to the right. I didn't have to move until I heard the word to move. I stood strong and I moved at the word. I dodged at the word. I ducked at the word. I swung at the word. I only move at the word of God. I stand strong in the word of God. We stand strong and move only at the word. We only move at the word. We stand strong and we move at the word. We stand strong and we move at the word.